Maybe Montana Hill, I don't know. South Louisiana, way off the coast. An Arizona desert, where I could stay high, find myself.
It's a true honor to speak to the man himself in just a couple moments on Crossroads on Iron Country. That's the title track off of an EP from Wade Bowen. Going to be joining us in Milwaukee, Eagles Club Ballroom at the Rave in Milwaukee, Thursday night, September 18th. That's Phones Don't Work. Off of the EP, Where Phones Don't Work, the same EP that featured the tune When Love Comes Around, another track that went to number one on the Texas music scene. It is Wade Bowen. Phones Don't Work here on Crossroads on Iron Country. Wade, kind enough to join us here this evening on the show before his show at the Rave, Thursday, September 18th in Milwaukee. Wade, thank you so much for joining us here tonight. It is an absolute honor to speak to you, my friend.
My pleasure, man. Thanks for having me. I appreciate you playing the music.
Now, Wade, in my life, our paths have crossed, but just never at the right moment. It's one of those things that in life, it happens to you. Sometimes the stars don't align. Sometimes you're on the wrong side of the street. There's been two times in my life that I have had the ability to see you within a 24-hour period, but you just happen to be at that venue in the next 24 hours. A couple of years ago, I was down in Austin, Texas for a Longhorn football game. You were scheduled to play the day after we left, unfortunately. And then just 2 years ago, you were at Billy Bob's in Fort Worth 1 day after we were at Billy Bob's in Fort Worth, Texas as well. It just never has worked out perfectly. Have you ever had that happen in your life where you've wanted to catch an artist or something like that, that it just has never worked out? I can finally see you in my birth city of Milwaukee coming up in September. But have you ever had that occurrence happen to you?
You know, I can't really think of it. Usually if I'm, you know, I hunt it down and try to figure it out, but I'm sure I've missed people through the years of, you know, of trying to see them and missed them here and there. But, you know, I'm glad it's finally working out, man. I'm glad we're finally getting put on a show for you and see what we've been doing for a long time. I haven't been playing music a long time, man. So we pull from a wide catalog of music, and I'm really excited to be playing a new place. You know, it's a lot of fun to see something different.
Yeah, you Texas boys stay in Texas. I mean, why have to go anywhere else? It's as genuine as it gets down there. I know you're on the East Coast right now, but it's so great to have you up in the area. And you're a mainstay, as I mentioned, on the top of the Texas music charts. Your songs, not only solo career, but also teaming up with Randy Rogers and everything. But one thing that I just recently saw, I think it was just on Facebook, maybe Monday or Tuesday this week. They were two separate videos, but they echoed the same sentiment. Cody Johnson, who we'll speak on more in just a moment, but also Parker McCollum, how you kind of took those two artists under your proverbial wing and showed them the ropes down in the Texas music scene, also out on tour and everything like that. Was that just something that came about, like a budding friendship that you wanted to foster? Or maybe in your early days of your career, did somebody take you out on the road, kind of show you those proverbial ropes and show you how it's done? Or is that just simply how you were raised? Hey, I see this kid and he's a budding star, and these guys, they're going to be mainstays on the Texas country charts in a few short years, but I can really help them out right now. What was the story behind you and Parker and you and Cody, again, with your single that we'll be featuring here in just a couple moments on Crossroads on Iron Country with Kojo?
You know, Randy and I talk about that a lot. How, you know, we had some people helping us, but for the most part, we didn't have a ton of it. So I think we just kind of wanted to change that. And as we see these younger guys coming up, and experiencing some success, and you see that they're really into it and really doing good things. And I just try to be nice to them. I mean, that's like my dad has always said, you know, you don't get a prize for doing the right thing. You're supposed to be nice, right? And so that's what I've always tried to be, and try to let these guys know that I'm, you know, there for them if they need any answers, questions, or if I can show them how not to do something, you know. It's kind of what I've done in my career, I feel like. So I try to be good to them and respectful of them and give them all a chance. And it's been really fun to watch people like Parker not only experience success, but be good people. You know, he's a good person, and it's been nice to develop our friendship through the years and to see him become so popular, but also know that he's deep down a fantastic guy. So that makes for easy to get along with him and want to help him.
He's Wade Bowen. You can check out his stuff at wadebowen.com, all over the Facebooks, all over the TikToks, the Instagrams, the X's. From Waco, Texas, coming up to Milwaukee for a concert at the Rave in Milwaukee, September 18th at the Rave Eagles Ballroom. And Wade, this is something that, you know, friendships are funny to exactly pinpoint when something all started. But you mentioned that in your last answer, talking about kind of bringing up Parker McCollum in the Texas music scene. You and Randy talk about it all the time. How did that friendship between you and Randy evolve into releasing four albums together? Technically five. I mean, Hold My Beer volumes 1 through 4, and then Watch This live from Dallas, Texas. Where did the genesis of that relationship between you and Randy Rogers all start? And I mean, it's taken you both to the top of the music charts, both together and solo wise as well.
Yeah, it just started. We started playing shows together, and you know, hit it off that way, and just kind of started making a pact. Hey, it'd be a lot easier if we do this together, you know, and you know, help each other and tell each other all the money and what we're making and what we're getting on deals and sponsorships, and try to just help each other from getting, you know, can't say the term on the live on the air, I guess, but you know, messed around with, you know, I guess I'll say. We just developed a friendship really early on, and just made it a pact to kind of develop our friendship as musicians together. And it's it's really worked. You know, we took an idea of just song swapping and playing shows together and named it and branded it, and now we've created this image around it. You know, it's a friendship that, you know, it's nothing new. We learned it from Willie and Waylon and George Jones and Johnny Paycheck and Merle Haggard and those guys. You know, they all did it. Mo and Joe and all of them have done it before. We just kind of took their idea and ran with it. And so it's been a lot of fun through the years to play shows together and make records together and be buddies.
Yeah, I was
going
to. We
live 2 minutes from each other, so it works, you know.
Right, absolutely. I mean, you guys are excellent solo-wise. You can reach the top of the charts yourselves, but working together, much like all those artists that you've mentioned in the past, Waylon and Willie and George and John, I mean, you can't go wrong with friendships. And a lot of you Texas artists all work together, not only you and Randy, but you also have, you know, a song that went to the near the top of the charts with the legend Pat Green, Casey Donahue, you guys all four working together on Running Out of Time. But another song that we're going to hear here on Crossroads on Iron Country tonight from Wade Bowen and Kojo, Cody Johnson. It's a new single that was released just a short time ago, and it's a really touching song. I kind of think and compare it to Cody Jinx's song, Never Alone, Always Lonely. It really takes you kind of back behind the curtain of what you performers go through in behind all the glitz and the glamour and the sunshine of the photograph standing on stage, hiding behind this microphone. What's the tale behind that tune? Because that is an exceptional song that you had solo on your Flying album just last year, but you've teamed up with Cody Johnson and have kind of re-released that track as well.
Yeah, you know, I actually did this in the studio acoustic and recorded two versions of it because I wasn't real sure if I was even going to put this song on the record. And it's so intense and it's, you know, pretty sad sounding. And so, you know, it's a pretty in-depth part of my journal, I guess. And I wasn't real sure I wanted people to hear this. But then I, you know, I realized that we all needed to hear these songs. I think it's good for people to know this side of us. It's not all, you know, glory and fun and drinking beer up there. It's a struggle sometimes. And I think it's good for people to know that they're not alone in the struggle of life. And so I put it on the record. And then when I kept getting texts from Cody Johnson, who sang it with me, I kept getting texts from him when the record came out, how he was listening to the record. And he's a good friend and really complimentary of the entire record, but he kept talking about how much he loved hiding behind this microphone. And so when I got ready to do the acoustic version, I just asked if he wanted to come sing, and he absolutely said absolutely within like 30 seconds of response. So he's been a fan of this song for a long time, and I'm so honored to have him as a friend. And then just, he's one of the best singers I've ever heard in my life. So it was just such a blast to do these kind of things with our friends. It really is. And to know that the song means so much to him, it means the world to me.
He is Wade Bowen joining us here tonight here on Crossroads on Iron Country. And Wade, without further ado, let's take a brief pause, give the folks another song, the fans of yours, another thing to listen to here on Crossroads. It's Wade Bowen and Cody Johnson and hiding behind this microphone here on Crossroads on Iron Country.
Tonight I feel as empty as the hole in this guitar. The songs I'm singing seem so out of tune, but the people pay good money, so I've got to play the star and do the only thing that I know how to do. Keep on singing, and I keep on smiling. Try to make the people dance and drink a while, then maybe they won't know I'm feeling so alone, hiding behind this microphone. I wouldn't change 1 minute about the life I get to live. Heaven knows that I'm one lucky man, but this damn dream game just keeps on taking more than I can give. And sometimes I wonder who I really am, but I keep on singing and I keep on smiling. I try to make the people dance and drink a while, and then maybe they won't know I'm feeling so alone, hiding behind this microphone. And I'll shake the hands. I know the music's gonna heal me, so I'll just hold on until then and keep on singing. I keep on smiling. Try to make the people dance and drink a while, and then maybe won't know I'm feeling so alone, hiding behind this microphone. Yeah, it's hell on me, feeling so alone, hiding behind this microphone.
That's Hiding Behind This Microphone, the latest single release from Wade Bowen, joining us here tonight on Crossroads on Iron Country, ironcountry.fm, and on the Big Radio app. Don't forget that Wade is going to be at the Rave in Milwaukee Thursday night, September 18th, for a show here in the land of Spotted Cow Beer. For all of us genuine country listeners here in the State Line area. But Wade, going back to that song, was that a track that was cathartic to write and easy in the sense that you just kind of let your emotions flow onto the page like journaling? Or was that kind of a difficult song to pen just because of the emotions? Maybe perhaps you were trying to suppress or not shine much light on. Was that an easier or a difficult song to come up with and finally put pen to paper and turn it into the masterpiece that it has, not only with your solo stuff, but also teaming up with Cody, as we just heard here on Crossroads on Iron Country?
No, it was difficult to write. I wrote a version of that song years ago and just didn't get it right. I couldn't figure it out. And then, I guess about a year and a half ago, as I was trying to write for the record, I revisited the song for the Flying record, as I tend to do. I like to revisit old songs, and whether they're done or not, and just see if there's anything there that might fit on that particular project at the time. And so I did with this one, and my good buddy Jim Beavers helped me kind of rein it in a little bit, and thought it was perfect. Once we got it down, I just it was perfect and definitely fit the record.
Yeah, it's a very personal track, and it shows your vulnerability, and that's what your fans really like to see. Of course, we love the drinking tunes. We love the party songs, but it's these tracks that really kind of shed some light on your personal life, and that's exactly why we dig when artists do get vulnerable with us as listeners and consumers of your product. And I don't want to ask you too personal of a question, because it's your faith that is completely a-okay with me if we just cut this out in post-production. But your album from 2016, the gospel album, Then Sings My Soul, Songs for My Mother, How important is faith in all that you do when it comes to your genuine country music career, Wade?
Well, it's very important, and it's always been important instilled in me from my parents, you know, and that's why I've made that record for my mom. It was actually my dad's idea to give it to her on Christmas morning, thinking that that would not ever be heard or released, and my mom begged me to release the record, and I did, and it's been very rewarding for me for a lot of reasons. A lot of fans have really given me a lot of response from that, for playing it at, you know, funerals or whatever it may be in their lives. To those songs mean a lot to them as well. So it was fun to make that record, and you know, faith is a big part of what I do and who I am, and especially the last few years. You know, I think as we get older, maybe we kind of just start to figure out what's important in the life, and faith has become a very, very big part of my life. So I'm glad that record is out to the world. It really, really means a lot to our family, and it shows you the way I was raised, for sure.
Damn, giving that to your mom on Christmas Day for a present, and you got Holly Dunn doing Daddy's Hands for Father's Day. I mean, you two are just basically shutting out the rest of us of ever giving them a gift that they're actually worthy of with that track or that entire album. Wade Bowen joining us here on Crossroads and Iron Country. Don't forget to get your tickets now for his concert coming up at The Rave in Milwaukee, September 18th. That's a Thursday night, The Rave Eagles Club Ballroom. We welcome up the Texas man here to the State Line area in Wisconsin for that show coming up on September 18th. Wade, two quick questions before we let you go here on Crossroads. Again, very appreciative for us, for you joining us here tonight. But when you're in concert, what is that song that gets the biggest crowd pop? Now, I grew up in the Attitude Era of the WWF, WWE, and when Stone Cold Steve Austin's glass broke, the crowd went berserk. What's that song for you in concert that you just know when you look at the set list, you look at the boys in the band, go, all right, we're about to get rowdy?
You know, I think Saturday Night is still that song for us. It's usually the last, towards the end of the set every night. And, you know, it was just kind of one of those that everybody seems as catchy enough, and everyone seems to go crazy for it. I do love Fell in Love on Whiskey for my band. I think it's, that song every night gives those guys a chance to really show off what they do, and it really gets the crowd in a good mood. So. But I don't know. I think it depends on the night and what we're doing. But I say Saturday Night is still the probably the most popular one.
All right, fantastic. Wade, thank you so much for joining us here on Crossroads. Before I let you go, how's the alma mater looking for the college football season? Not spending $40 million like UT, but you guys got a pretty heavy recruiting class with the money you guys spent too.
Yeah, I think we're going to have a good year. I'm proud of Texas Tech, proud to be a Red Raider, and I think they're really doing some good things out there in West Texas. I love Coach McGuire and everything he's got going on, so I'm excited to see what goes on with those guys. I think it's a good football team this year.
Are you signing any of those nil checks?
Heck no, I don't have that kind of money. I wish.
Yeah, millions of dollars, a little bit tough to pay for, you know, beer and hot dogs on the road when you're traveling all throughout the country when you're signing college recruits. But Wade, thank you so much for joining us here on Crossroads. Cannot wait for your show at The Rave in Milwaukee, September 18th. And it'll be a hell of a night. So safe travels until we see you on September 18th, my friend. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. I'll see y'all then. Thank you very much, man. We'll see you at the show.
That's Wade Bowen joining us here on Crossroads on Iron Country 101.9 FM and 1490 AM. Streaming, as always, live worldwide on our website, ironcountry.fm, and on the big radio app as well. But let's hear from one of his latest number one hits on the top of the Texas music chart. In fact, it spent so much time up there that the Texas charts were like, hey, man, we got to give someone else a crack at this number one slot. It is Wade Bowen and Nothing But Texas. 5 straight weeks at number one at the top of the charts here on Crossroads on Iron Country.
I've been lit up in Vegas, baby, burned for about a week. I've been pedaled down in L.A. sun, in and out and in between. I've been king of the party boys, rolling through New Orleans. When it's time to get my good time, Charlie, it ain't nothing but Texas for me. us out of here. It ain't nothing but Texas for me. It ain't nothing but Texas. Texas.